Chris Oyepo, the United Nations Population Fund, or the UNFPA Deputy Country Representative for South Sudan, says COVID-19 has exacerbated gender-based inequalities and gender-based violence, which becomes more evident during times of lockdowns and movement restriction. Oyepo says South Sudan adolescent girls, especially those living in internally displaced camps, are vulnerable to gender-based violence during the pandemic. He says the number of women and girls with access to reproductive health services is still extremely low across the country.
South Sudan was already challenged before the pandemic in terms of sexual and reproductive health services. In fact, if we look at the statistics, we find out that skilled attendance at birth was about 14.7%. Family planning use in terms of what we call contraceptive prevalence rate was already as low as 4.7%, with only 1.7 using mother contraceptives. In terms of adolescents' access to reproductive health services, we find that access to information and service has always been very poor.
Oyepo says COVID-19 restrictions have made it all that much harder for women and girls to access reproductive health services. He says COVID-19 has affected funding for reproductive health service because all focus and support is being directed to fighting the pandemic.
It also shifted some of the funding that we have. We worked with our donors to enable us to further integrate family planning services into our COVID response. Family planning services, SRH services, are essential services themselves. So as we are discussing services for COVID response, SRH services and family planning are also essential services. So we integrated the services helped us a lot.
Oyepo was speaking as South Sudan commemorated World Population Day recently. World Population Day is observed on 11th July annually to focus on emerging issues that impact the world's population and mobilized support to address the issues. 21-year-old Josephine Kiden, who has hearing impairment, says long before the outbreak of COVID-19 in South Sudan, people like her were neglected in communities. Speaking through interpreter, Kiden says a person with a hearing impairment faces challenges when trying to access reproductive health services in primary health care facilities across the country. She says whenever visually and hearing impaired people visit health centers, there are no interpreters available so that doctor can understand what the disabled person wants. Kiden says COVID-19 has negatively impacted impaired people because they do not know about reproductive health care, which she said is why many impaired girls become victims of early pregnancy and sexual diseases.
During the time of menstruation, she didn't know how to how to get the pad and all that. And the same time, most of the girls who are deaf, in case they don't know that the safe days and the days which are dangerous during time of sex. And the same time, really, they don't know how to use condom. That's why they end up actually getting HIV, getting infected, because they don't know how to protect themselves.
Oyepo encourages South Sudanese officials to ensure that policies will be put in place to ensure that the rights of the hearing and visually impaired will be upheld. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.